Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today. Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag
was never to be seen that much. That wasn't one of his best.
No, that's
it wasn't one of his best.
It wasn't one of his best.
Gallagher,
start the pod. Please start the pod.
Had a bad game.
He was poor. Roll the tape.
And welcome back to the Gold Diggers podcast. Guys, Arsenal faced Chelsea in an anticipated match I think a lot of us were waiting for. Team is here. Bree's here. I'm here.
Oh, we're not going to
Shy
do
is not here. What?
I thought he was going to go round.
She will in a minute.
She was about to.
She was just making a point.
Let her land.
And Tima's excited. And she wants to take my job. She's been doing a good job, though. I can't lie. There's a couple ones that she hosted. I was like, damn, I got to step my game up. Nah, but
step your pussy game.
Welcome back. We will dive straight into everything. We're going to talk about Liverpool. We're going to talk about West Ham because Pip is back. Pip hasn't been here for a while.
Yeah, and this is what I returned to. These people, man. Oh. Yeah.
All right. She's going to call us ungrateful halfway through. But without further ado, I'm your host today, at Anita Rabai Me on Twitter and Instagram, and we are here with...
I'm Bree, and my at is Bree Blue. I'm getting used to this again because it's been way too long since I've been on the pod. But yeah, I'm back, guys.
Ella at LFCLs.
Tima at teams_GH.
And Philippa at Philippa Acker.
Now, Chelsea hosted Arsenal at Stamford Bridge. The result was 2-2, but it low-key felt like a robbery. I don't even know who to start with. I should start with Bree, I should start with Tima. Just know that we all feel hard done by, but Bree is huffing and puffing, so we're going to come to you first. Girl, make sense of that match, please.
Okay, I'll start with our attack. On paper, I genuinely thought Sterling was going to start up front in that false nine position, but it was Palmer. And I wasn't mad at that. I actually wasn't. I think Palmer, Sterling, Mudrić, that whole trio actually worked really well for us yesterday. Mm. However, Palmer, my love, I'm a stan, but those two chances that you missed, that could have really easily gotten those 3 points. Do you know what I mean? Now, if you jump into our midfield... that wasn't Gallagher's best game. That wasn't Caicedo's best game.
Girl.
Tima, let me land. Thank you very much.
Girl.
Let me land. I think I do like Enzo. Enzo was quite effective in that midfield, which was great. Going to our back four, I have no complaints either. Cucurella had Saka. He told Saka, you're my bitch today, and I'm not letting you do anything. Okay?
My bitch.
But no, I think defensively, we held it down. Now, let's talk about our goalkeeper, Sanchez. Every time is on that ball, I get nervous. Those mistakes he made yesterday, I was like, what the fuck is happening? Do you know how many times I screamed? You know? And then... I don't care about Arsenal yet, but Sanchez and Rea, they're definitely the same people because what was that? You know that Spider-Man meme where you both look at each other like that?
Yeah.
But Sanchez is terrible. He cannot be our number one. He cannot be our number one. He's the one that costed us our points yesterday, and he needs to take a hard look at himself in the mirror and be like, what the fuck did I do? Because I fucked up. Mm. But other than that, I genuinely do think, though, it was a very much end-to-end game. There were moments where Arsenal had us. There were moments where we had them. Would I say the result was fair? Not really. I don't think it was. I genuinely feel like we should have won. And again, it's Sanchez's fault that we didn't, number one. And number two, I think also that penalty that was given to us, according to the VAR rules, they were right. So I'll take that. but yeah, I think overall, I was quite pleased with how the boys played yesterday, because if this was last season, it wouldn't have been like that. I was watching it with an Arsenal fan and he even admitted, like, wow, Chelsea are really playing football. And I said, yes, we are. We're coming back. We're not back yet, but we're getting there. That was a good start. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, great start. Nine games into the season.
Do you know what?
You cannot talk, by the way. Sorry. Not today.
yeah, we lost, but we're still ahead of you in the table, so I'm allowed
to talk. That's nice. That's nice. Just let's come back in December and see where we're at, innit? Yeah, let's probably do that. Yeah, yeah, anyway, right. As I was saying, I think we're on a good roll, and Arsenal, at the end of the day, I really wish we took 3 points, but I'll take the fact that we drew and didn't lose to Arsenal. That's me.
Timo, you were... Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
No, I was going to say, I thought you were very generous to Arsenal, because I thought you guys had them for 77 minutes. Hey. It was literally that mistake. I think that was their first shot on target, that Declan Rice goal. You had them locked, no ideas.
No, you know what I think? We didn't really have them, because after our first goal, Arsenal actually had us for a good amount of time.
Do you know what? I think the only thing Arsenal had was possession.
Yeah. No, that's it. That's all I'm talking about.
They could not break us down. But they couldn't. They didn't do a damn thing breaking us down.
Arsenal
gone teams?
Naked for us. Literally naked.
Okay.
Watch dog walked Arteta for 77 minutes naked across Stamford Bridge pitch. So I've been on Twitter and I've been listening to Arsenal fans, and their narrative was, "Oh, Chelsea got lucky," but at the end of the day, they were shocking.
No. Did they really say that?
I'm
the first one to say when it was a smash and grab, but I think it was clear for everyone to see just by how the different fans reacted at the end of the game. You felt you lost 2 points,
definitely,
seriously, and they were like,
We gained the point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you're saying that on a delusional.
They were doing striptease for us. And, I saw Raya started off. He took off his clothes. And then Sanchez at the other end thought, you know what? I actually want to join in on this. Let me actually take off my clothes. And at the end of the day, that's how we came to, because we should have been 4-0 up. By the time Arsenal scored their first goal, we should have been 4-0 up. Yeah. 4-0.
And I actually attribute that to Cole Palmer being a little bit rusty.
And,
like
Nicholas Jackson.
I was just about to say that.
Listen.
Yeah. Send back to the...
Hey.
To the bench. Okay?
Bree hasn't been on the...
That's because everybody finds a sense of that. I just realised that.
Everyone finds a press.
Oh my god!
My bad.
Bree's had enough.
No, because
you know, express yourself, sis.
No, because my thing was, just before the international break, I literally said to someone, I was like, Jackson is the type of guy you bring on when you're 2-0 up, because he's the type of person you need to give 20 chances to get one in. And yesterday completely took away the comment I made that he's not the person you bring on when you're 2-0 up. Because what were those chances? How do you miss 2 clear-cut chances like that? Hello, what are you doing in training?
Do you know someone tried to blame Sterling for passing
to him? Excuse me?
Someone was like how Sterling should have kept running, yeah? But I'm like, you make that pass to your striker, you expect your striker
to score.
Yeah, because that's the whole point. They finish like that.
Right?
No, guys, I hadn't finished my sentence and he literally missed a big opportunity to make it 3.
He didn't even have the shot, did he?
Do you know whenever Jackson's one-on-one or he has a really good opportunity, I just look at my phone because I know it's not going
to go. That's where you start looking at Twitter, look at the timeline.
Yeah. I'm just thinking that who's going to cast him the best, because I just know that he's not going to score. But that I was about to say the same thing that you just said. That guy.
What is going on?
That guy on the other end of the pitch. Hey! When I was screaming the whole summer, Chelsea are begging, I wouldn't say on my knees, because I definitely wouldn't get on my knees for Todd Boehly, but I was begging the club. I was begging Todd Boehly, go and get me a world class keeper. Chelsea fans said a keeper would not make the difference in terms of us winning game matches this season. I hope that everyone was eyes was open yesterday, because that's not his first mistake. It's not the first, like against Brighton in the cup, he was also passing to his ex teammates. And I thought, you know what, actually, maybe he's a bit confused, because he was at Brighton since he was like in a teenager, and now he's what, like 23, 24. So obviously, if you're somewhere for 10 years and you're seeing your ex teammates, you're seeing Lewis Dunk or whatever, you're thinking, oh yeah, we're still on the same team. That's but to pass to Declan Rice, who hasn't touched Stamford Bridge in like as a Chelsea player for 14, 15 years, what were you doing? And even a second goal, you can't be getting beat at your far.
I think he should have done better. It's weird that people said to you during the summer that a goalkeeper wouldn't be the difference, because everybody knows defences win championships, and you know your last line of defence is your keeper, the man between the sticks. And you know, you could say what you want about Kepa and stuff. I feel like a lot of those mistakes he would not have made. So the moment that it was, I genuinely don't think the pass to Declan, I don't think would have happened. I'm sorry, I don't think it would have happened. Nah, I really Kepa, don't.
Nah. Girl.
Do you know what? Not my problem, not my circus.
Like, you know what? You know what? You know what? You know what? I don't want Spanish goalkeepers anymore, innit?
That's not it. The xenophobia.
It's not that. Our track record with Spanish goalkeepers is clearly not working, so we need to up to one.
If you could have one Premier League keeper that's not like Premier Edison League. Or Alisson, that's what I'm trying to say. If that's not Edison or Alisson, who would you have?
None. This
Nick Pope.
I was just really? About to say Pope, yeah. You know. I wouldn't Nick mind
not
Pope.
Not bad shout.
I take him. I take Pope.
Okay, oh, Anita's not moved.
Nah, do you know what? It's not even that I'm not moved. I'm just looking at it like, okay. And none of these Premier League goalkeepers move me. Do you know what I'm saying? No, do you know what? Wait. Alisson.
I would take Alisson or Edison.
Yeah. No, Alisson or Edison.
No.
Then you're giving me nothing.
But no, but the point I'm trying to make is that, like, obviously a lot of keepers abroad are happy being abroad. So I'm saying if you pick, because you poached Sanchez from this league.
Yeah.
So I'm saying if you were going to do that, but with somebody else, who would you have done? That was my line of thinking. Who would you have done that with?
Do you know what? It's not even like I've got anything against Nick Pope. I think he's a good goalkeeper. But there's always going to be that certain amount of pressure that is on a goalkeeper to succeed. And I'm not sure how he'll be able to handle that. Because there were times where, I think it was last season, where he gave away, I can't remember who
off,
they
he?
Were playing.
Against Liverpool.
He was it against
off,
Liverpool?
Yeah. And
bro, I was so dumbfounded as to how a goalkeeper could react so slowly to these things. And it's not the first time I've seen him do that. I'm like, how many more moments are we going to have of that? And we look at our defence, yeah? And we don't have the greatest defence as it stands right now for external reasons. Like, not because they're not good players, but it's just that the cohesion is not there for me in my eyes, right?
In terms of Chelsea?
Yeah. Levi Cole doesn't know if he's a left back or a centre back anymore.
That guy's always...
Do you know what I mean? He didn't have a good game. And I put it down to there's not a lot of cohesion at the moment, because we're still trying to figure out starting 11s, and we're still trying to figure out who's coming back from injury. Reece James, he was rusty when he came on. And it's like, okay, they're...
Gusto, man.
Yeah, Gusto for the second goal.
That wasn't good.
Bro, and it's like the entire back line, they know they can do better and they need to do better, and it's something that we need to work on. So I'm looking at Dan, I'm looking at Nick Pope, and I'm thinking, not really a match made in heaven. A type of goalkeeper that Chelsea have been needing since the departure of freaking Snake Courtois is someone that can just save.
So we had that in Mendy, and then he lost his...
Mendy lost his mind. He lost his mind.
Well, I think this is good to have, because I think a lot of like football fans seem to really degenerate the role of goalkeeper. It's so crucial. And I think that's just showing it. I think for a lot of big teams in the league at the minute, got good sides, but do you really have those world-class keepers? I don't think we've got a good breadth of world-class keepers in the league.
But do you know what it is? Someone, I was on Twitter Spaces earlier and someone said something really interesting. I kind of agree with him.
Queen of the Spaces.
Yay. I've actually been on Spaces for a long time.
Life be life-ing.
Hey, team has booked him busy now. Didn't know.
So he said, I really can't stand this generation of ball-playing goalkeepers. Mm. And I agree. Just save the fucking shots. I couldn't give a shit if you can ping a 45-yard pass to whoever up top. I want you to do the basics properly. And I just don't think Sanchez does it. Because you talk about slow goalkeepers. Mm. I actually think Sanchez is so slow in terms of getting down to save shots. Because he's six foot six, right? And I think he's too slow getting down. And also, like, those corners that Arsenal had yesterday, he, 6 foot six man, was getting bullied. Bullied.
He could have given away a penalty as well. No. When he punched Jesus.
Boy.
Yeah. He just has no authority.
Yeah, he needs the aura.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. This is what I was saying. Like, when you guys were linked with him in the summer, I didn't understand it. You're fighting with Jason Steele for a place at Brighton, and now all of a sudden you're Chelsea's number one.
Yeah.
I think he came in as a number two, though.
Yeah,
and
no.
Then Kepa left. But even that is a disgrace. Yeah. Because what you're saying, what the Chelsea board are saying, basically, is that Kepa was good enough. And we all know, everyone here knows that Kepa wasn't even good enough. And now you have a number two goalkeeper as your number one. Mm. We spent £40 million on goalkeepers. And I don't even know about Petrovic. But I'd give him a chance. He can't be any worse than this guy.
Petrovic from the MLS. I will take my chances with Sanchez.
I don't know about that one, sis.
But, you know, Poch came out and he said, you know, we can't just blame Sanchez. And I guess there are elements where you say there are other people around that can be blamed. Like you said, for the second goal, Gusto was just not doing what he needed to be doing, right? And then you kind of look at the positioning when Declan Rice received that ball from Sanchez. Mm. Fair enough, it is a goal kick and whatever, you don't expect it to go to Declan Rice, but the positioning wasn't great as well. There were just so many different things that you could pick out. I feel like everyone was gassed from the Mudryk goal, and then all of a sudden things just went downhill. Yeah. And we struggled to get back into the game as well. Like, obviously, you only had, less than 15 minutes to get back into that game, but we still struggled to pick ourselves up, and knowing that we were the better side regardless.
Yep.
And then Pochettino, I'm sorry, my dear, I don't think you put a foot wrong apart from the substitutions, because I feel like it was too early. It was way too early. You took off all of our winners. You took them off. You brought in Nonny. You brought in Jackson. And I'm like,
when he brought on Nonny, I had to rub my eyes. I was thinking, I have not seen this guy. When was the last time I can't remember.
No, I think I totally agree on the timing of the subs. I think he made them 10 minutes or 15 minutes too early, because at that point we weren't comfortably winning 2-0. I'm so sorry. But yeah, Jackson was a huge mistake and he should never do that again. Thank you very much.
He's gonna do it next game.
Do you know, we'll talk about Jackson shortly, but we've done a lot of Chelsea perspectives. Let's talk about Arsenal now. Shai is sick, okay? She's sick.
Where's the Arsenal fan?
She's sick. She couldn't make it today. She would have if she was feeling well, but she didn't make it. So we're going to rely on Ella and Philippa for neutral perspectives on an Arsenal side. And Ella, we'll start with you. Look at the way that Philippa's like...
Neutral.
Try, okay? But Ella, we'll start with you. From the Arsenal perspective, obviously you said they didn't get into the game until like the 77th minute. Mm-hmm. What would you make from that match?
I think Arsenal would be disappointed, because going into the game, they just beat City. They probably wanted to, you know, extend that confidence. And Chelsea, even though you guys picked it up a bit, they're probably thinking, yeah, this is a great time to go to Stamford Bridge, get the 3 points. But in hindsight, the way the game went, they'll be very happy with that point, because they didn't get going at all. Mm-hmm. It was Chelsea's mistakes that got them the point in the end. And they were fortunate. But Arsenal seem to find a way to still get points, even though they don't play very well. And that's, I have to say, it's a sign of...
Yeah, no! Yeah. I don't want to say it, honestly.
And I'm not going to say it.
It's a sign of a great team. It is.
I'm completely the opposite end, I think. I actually look at that, honestly.
You're such a hater.
I looked at that performance and I said to myself, I was 90% sure they weren't going to win the league. Now I'm 98% sure they're not going to win the league. Okay. I don't think they've played well at all this season. And I think that eventually their luck's going to run out and they're going to get beat. Even in Europe, you saw that. You saw how they played against Lens.
Lens.
And I just think it's gonna catch up with them. They seem slightly disjointed, particularly in the middle without number five. They don't look the same side without him. And Odegaard, to sub off your captain,
he was bad.
Shocking.
So let's talk about their midfield actually, because. Mm. I hate talking about him every week. But Declan was the only one running for a really long time.
Yeah. He was ordinary to me.
But you're saying he was ordinary and yet he was the only person doing something. Yeah. He's the only person who didn't hide.
He was the man of the match on their side.
Yeah.
For sure. So it's sort of like you're saying, what is the disconnect? Because they've brought in a player like him who was meant to be the difference for him this season. But what's lacking? Well, Saka's also extremely tired.
They need to just play him into the ground.
Yeah. They need to run him to the ground.
But if there's one thing, one message that I can put out today is let Saka rest. I beg you in the name of God. The thing is, yeah, this selfish reason. People might think, yeah, it's just because I'm a Chelsea fan and I don't want to see him play. England are going to the Euros. I don't need a disjointed Saka in the Euros. I don't need it.
It doesn't matter who's on the pitch. England are going to get to the final, semi-final.
Listen, I've got faith in, I back my boys. Yeah, but sorry, carry on, Pip.
Yeah, no, I'm completely in complete agreement with Ella. That's the markings of a good team, playing badly and still being able to nick points. Like, I know that you're saying that it's a sign that they're not doing very well and that when the wheels fall off, they'll fall off hard. And I understand what you're saying, but fact of the matter is, you lot should have beat them yesterday.
Yeah.
And 100%. You didn't. And they managed to find their way back into the game. And they'll keep doing that with sides where it should be difficult. And they'll, you know, grind out those results.
Have you guys played them yet? Sorry.
We haven't.
To me, yeah, that's not sustainable football, though. Because they won off the basis of us making crucial errors. If we didn't make those errors, we would have won. And that, to me, is not a team that's going to win the Premier League. You don't win the Premier League depending on your opponent making stupid mistakes.
But you know why I agree with you and I disagree with you? Purely because when Chelsea have won the Premier League, for example, I'm looking at Tiva because I don't want to smoke. I just don't want to smoke. But there were games where you had to ride it out. You just had to get a result, mm-hmm. right? And I look at the Declan Rice goal, being in the right place at the right time will always count for you, right? Yeah. And then the Trossard goal, it literally, the Rice goal made them wake up. Yes, Gusto was doing madnesses.
I'm not gonna lie.
But the Trossard goal came from the fact that, oh, we got one back, let's go again. Mm-hmm. You know, Saka whipped it in.
That was a good cross.
Trossard mm-hmm. came out of nowhere, got that second goal. And Arteta made the right substitutions at the right time for that to happen. So that's why I'm just like, yeah, Arsenal won because we made mistakes, but Arsenal capitalised off of those mistakes, which makes them, I don't want to say it, but, you know, contenders, isn't it? Like, serious contenders.
At the end of the season, you don't look at how well you played in the game.
Yeah.
You look at the points at the end of the season. And we always say that City take a while to, like, wake up and be, like, mm-hmm. super exciting, right? Even though they do win their games, it tends to be wins rather than draws. Mm-hmm. But it's a very similar mindset. Just get the result when you can, even mm-hmm. when you're not playing well, and then you can push on from it. So who's their next game next week? Do you know?
Who? Mm-hmm. Arsenal.
Is it Sheffield?
Sheffield? If it's Sheffield United, they can have a little breather.
Oh my gosh. Poor Sheffield.
I mean, either way.
They played all right last
week. Don't say
right
fuck Sheffield United, man.
I'm a West Ham fan who has...
Arsenal are at home playing Sheffield United.
Yeah, no, you're right. Sheffield United didn't play terribly, right. But I think that's it was them playing better, but also a reflection on United looking lost.
But they also have Champions League in the middle of the week, in the middle of the week. Yeah, either way, Arsenal. Man City are going to win the league, so Arsenal can do all of this. They can do everything that they want to do. It very much reminds me of, like...
You're such a hater!
I'm just being realistic. Like, City are going to come back the second half of the season and they're just going to blow Arsenal out the water. It's kind of similar to kind of when Liverpool were going toe-to-toe with City. Like, you just knew eventually that City were going to come back and win the league.
But City, I'm not being funny, City don't look as
But they to always be like fair, that. I think Arsenal's biggest challenge will be juggling the Champions League and the Premier League in the second half of the season. They haven't experienced that.
That's if they get out of their group.
Oh, they'll get out of their group.
Come on, teams.
They'll get out of the group.
And if they don't, I'm dragging every Arsenal fan in our community.
Because apparently it's easy.
To hear.
Yeah, shag.
Win it! Win it! All right, so back to Nicholas Jackson. I said that he reminds me a bit of Drogba.
Girl, take that statement back right now.
And I would like to take it back.
When he first came to the Premier League.
Drogba when he first came. Rough around the edges, still trying to adapt, a lack of confidence. But the season after came the real Drogba, you know.
Mm.
And yeah, he had that miss. It wasn't even a shot, to be fair. It wasn't a shot. My man tried fake shot, and then Raya said, thanks. He took the ball out of his control. But he came on, and I felt like throughout the match, one thing that Chelsea was missing was a point man, a striker, someone that's eager to score goals. And then I saw him come on, and then I looked at him, and I thought instantly to what you were saying, team, on Faye's corner, where he's not a killer. He hasn't got that killer instinct. Mm. So what can Poch do with this guy?
Sell him.
Okay.
Also, bring me Osimhen.
Hey, listen, everyone is fighting for that guy.
Bring me Osimhen.
Is he coming? Do you reckon he comes to the Prem?
Do you know what I thought you was going to say? You reckon he comes to West Ham?
It's okay. We already took one of your summer targets away from you. It's all right.
We already took one African target off you.
It's fine.
Did you not hear what they said? Chelsea didn't want him to begin with, baby girl.
20 million.
Oh, but you still put in a bid, even if it was 20 million.
Yeah, to shake up the market. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you've got to show our enemies that we're still walking, you know?
How's that worked out for you?
All right, you know.
All right, yeah.
To be fair, we didn't get him. We got Cole Palmer, and I think Cole Palmer was amazing.
I thought he was really good.
He was excellent yesterday. I know that he missed a couple of chances.
It's time.
But like,
normal.
When him coming in, I didn't think he would perform as well as he has. And actually, I'm not saying that like I'm changing my opinion because I want to see him over the course of the season. But he has that dog in him, that hunger. You saw the way that he was arguing with Sterling about who's going to take the penalty. I know Lucas Jackson wasn't on the pitch, but my guy wouldn't be anywhere close to that ball because he wants to score. Like he wants to be that guy. He wants to be the main point. And actually, if you're looking at from attacking point of view, he is our best creator. So that's why I say Nicholas Jackson has to step up, and Nkunku's coming back as well. So once he's back, and if Nicholas Jackson continues to miss those chances, he's going to continue to see the bench.
I have a question. Is Brojo injured again?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Came back for poor one boy. Game.
Poor boy. Oh.
Did you see the video on Chilwell's Instagram about him dancing?
Well, no, what was it?
Go check it out.
All right. So have we got everything off our chest with Arsenal and Chelsea?
Just one more thing. Sorry. I have to disagree with Bree because Bree said that it wasn't Gallagher's best game, and I completely disagree.
Tima, respectfully, book an appointment with an opposition tomorrow, please, because, girl, please, we're watching
there were three £100 million midfielders on the pitch, and he was the only one who looked like £100 million.
Did we watch the same game yesterday?
Huh? I don't know.
Hold on, wait. There were three 100 million.
Declan Rice and you're saying
that Conor Gallagher.
I thought he was excellent yesterday.
So he was better than all of them.
I think so. Yeah.
I watched a different game.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think that was one of his best games.
Do you know what's so crazy? I've been a fan of Conor Gallagher this season, but I don't think that was his best game.
I think he was excellent.
I think him and Caicedo probably never want to watch that match back again.
No.
Caicedo, 100%. Caicedo was all right.
No, he wasn't.
Here's the thing. I will give you that Conor Gallagher was okay. I don't think it was his greatest game. I think he was okay. But Caicedo, to put them on the same level is...
No, yeah. I think Conor Gallagher was excellent.
Okay.
Honestly, I feel like Conor Gallagher just had one of those games where he was up and down. Like, it wasn't awful, but he was not the best midfielder on that pitch. I do think it was Declan Rice.
No, I don't.
That was the best midfielder on the pitch.
I'll even give it to Enzo, to be honest with you.
I think Declan Rice was horrible.
But I get why you say I'm saying, like, over, like, debate. You know what I mean? I could give that. But
Enzo played better than Gallagher yesterday. Yes, he did, Timo. Yes, he did. You know what? At this point, I'm not taking a win from yesterday's game because you think Gallagher and Caicedo were good.
Liverpool and Everton, everyone. We had a Merseyside derby.
Please, this is a snooze fest. Sorry, Ella. Sorry, Ella. That was a snooze fest.
No, but
Timo, like, get your eyes checked, babes.
Get yours eyes checked. Everyone here.
Do you know what that's the equivalent of? I know you are, but what am I?
Sorry,
every single person in here disagrees with you.
Okay, and that's fine.
She's all right. She's comfortable in her positioning. I like that about Tima.
Thank
we
you.
Could disagree, but like if she feels how she feels, about how I feel.
Much.
That's
no,
cool.
No, but my point is that she thinks someone played good. Yeah. When everyone could see that person was shit. So what?
I didn't say shit now.
Not shit, but
it was okay.
What
okay.
If, so what is your definition of good?
I basically, let's put it this way. Chelsea won the midfield battle. And I think that Conor Gallagher was the best midfielder for Chelsea. That's why I can't respect the fact that somebody, I think Anita said that Declan Rice was the best midfielder. No, because Chelsea won the midfield battle. So for me, and then for me, Conor Gallagher was the best one on our side.
I do want to clarify. I do mean it in a sense that Declan Rice was probably the only one out of the Arsenal players that was doing their absolute best.
I feel like
because nothing else was piecing together, Odegaard was having a stinker, number five wasn't on the pitch, and everything else just wasn't.
We're going to forget that Jorginho was.
Oh, sorry. And Jorginho was non-existent.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when you put all of that together, it was a hot mess in the midfield for Arsenal, but Declan Rice still shone. That's the only reason why I say he was one of the better players on the pitch. But then again, you think Gallagher was, so.
Yeah, because I think Chelsea won the midfield battle.
We did, easily. Yeah. Easily, but it was a cohesive effort. And it was very much thanks to, was it Cole Palmer? Cole Palmer dropping deep as well.
Yeah,
that was an extra body in there as well. We won it because, one, we were determined. Two, we had that extra body dropping in and dropping out. And, yeah, I don't think, you know, I would love to give Conor Gallagher his flowers. I would. I just, meh. But at least we can all agree Caicedo was just... Whoa.
Yeah,
he was all right.
Okay, Caicedo himself like amazing, will probably tell you that he was bad. Do you know how many times that man gave the ball away?
On the ball, he was terrible.
Yeah, God damn.
He won the ball back quite a lot.
From giving away his own ball. Was poor, man.
But anyway.
Shout out to Silva, though. I thought he was excellent as well.
He didn't hold us back for once.
Yeah, listen, respect uncle, please.
No, like, he held it down. I'm so happy for him, but he needs to retire after next year still. Yeah.
All right, so there was another derby in the Premier League. Snooze fest. But we got to talk about it, don't we? Ella's just sitting there cross-legged like, just bring it on, it's fine. Liverpool beat Everton. Was it 2-0 in the end?
Yep.
2-0. Mohamed Salah brace. Everyone was happy with their FPL points. Mm-hmm. But can anybody in this room say that they wasn't expecting a Liverpool win?
I thought for the first 2 minutes, Everton looked up for it.
That's what happens every single derby. Every derby.
But Tima, every game, we start poorly. It's true. To be fair,
what is that? It's not. Does that not bother you?
It's for different reasons.
Are you not concerned?
To be honest, it will when it costs us. But at the moment, it hasn't cost us.
You know what?
We've actually dropped points when we've gone ahead rather than gone behind. So
like against Chelsea.
Oh yeah. Yeah, good example. But anyway, Everton probably should have been ahead after a minute. I thought Dominic Calvert-Lewin should have scored that header.
Sexy boy.
But yeah, it was a very boring game. I mean, the Ashley Young red card.
You're too old to have head loss like that. What are you doing?
Bro.
Do you know what? He was actually really good as well. I thought Everton actually played quite well. They defended well. There was moments where we counter-attacked and we should have scored, but we didn't make the most of it. But generally, I thought Everton actually defended very well. They had moments themselves. But Ashley Young, got himself sent off. Still wasn't easy, the second half. But we found a way. Handball, penalty, Salah. You know what happens next.
Go.
And why then was Michael Keane's hand, arm up like he was praising Jesus for a good 30 seconds?
Yeah.
I don't understand why he literally was running like this. I don't understand that.
I feel like he was trying to flag it, that someone was offside. I don't know. Exactly. Do you know when they put their hands up and someone was offside? I don't know,
I think
Marvel
was saying on Twitter, like, he comes on for very small amounts of time, but whenever he's on, it's his mistakes that lead to goals.
Crazy, man.
What's going on? Anyway, sorry.
Please.
Just wanted to put that in.
Mother, whenever you're ready, come and explain. Because we don't know. We don't know.
We were slightly fortunate with Konate.
Slightly?
Slightly.
Slightly?
I mean, this is the first decision that has gone in our favour the whole season, so fair enough.
Let's replay the game.
We're early on in the season, right? But this is what gets on my nerves about refs making stupid mistakes like the one in the Spurs game. Because now everyone's scared to tell you man off.
Good.
Ridiculous.
Good.
What do you mean good?
You was VAR FC before.
You VAR FC? Now. Oh, no, we were not.
Liverpool.
Oh. Okay, okay,
Liverpool.
Okay, okay. No.
We
no.
were not. We don't literally lost a league don't because of VAR.
When you look at the amount of times, hold on 1 second.
She's a liar.
When you look at the times where PGMOL has made...
You're an actress. Liar.
When you look at the times PGMOL have apologised for poor reffing, you're the team that's benefited the most. Yeah. We've been on the other side of those apologies. So don't talk to
but
me.
But does that not mean they've made mistakes if they've apologised?
No, but I'm saying they've apologised, but it's the other team who have suffered.
Listen, we lost a league VAR. Because of
you're
VAR.
A liar, actress.
I promise you, it's not.
You need to replay the game anyway.
We can replay it. We'll still win. Please,
let's not do the replay thing again. Yeah, let's not do it. That was a long episode, boy. Let's breathe.
But yeah, I thought Elliot came on was really good. And then the last minute, McAllister, beautiful pass to Nunes, Salah.
Why did Nunes start?
It's probably because of international break and the long journey.
But was he starting before that, though?
What was the last game? Oh. Brighton.
I was going to say, I don't know.
I don't know. It's for different reasons, because sometimes he's been picking up knocks and, but...
So he's fragile.
He's not fragile.
Can I ask a question about Thiago?
Please, Tima, I don't know where he is.
Hashtag find Thiago.
Honestly, if anyone could find that man, because he was meant to be back after every international break, and we still haven't seen him.
Someone find that man, honestly, because that's meant to be you guys' saviour. Anytime Thiago plays, Liverpool wins.
But you know what? Big shout out to Graven Birch, man. He was really, really good.
Do you guys have a DM yet?
No.
Endo.
Right.
No, Endo, but we're playing McAllister as a six. He actually played pretty good.
McAllister and
Szoboszlai.
How
is Endo? What's he like?
Have you spoken to him lately?
To be honest, I'm not actually surprised, because if you go back all those years to when Fabinho was brought in, it took him time. So Klopp is very specific about players and sixes, and it's going to take him time. But he's playing McAllister in the six in the meantime. But we take the points. 1 point off City. I'll take it.
Do you think you guys are going to...
I'm not saying anything.
Timo, what are you saying? You guys are running for the league.
I'm not being dragged into that.
You sure?
To be honest, you kind of are dragged into it, because you're all like, in the same remit.
Why are you not talking about it like being dragged? It's a nice position to be in.
Literally.
He's like,
We're doing well,
but I won't get ahead of myself.
One point off the top.
But there's bits and pieces that haven't really fallen into place and I haven't seen.
Do you know what is so crazy? Yeah. When you guys know, if you guys do win the league at the end of it, you'll be like, yeah, throughout the season, we've been strong. We've been that.
But also girl. Robertson as well, like him being out for potentially 3 months, that's just, yeah.
He hasn't really been great this season either.
No, but Robbo is like...
He's still a miss.
Yeah,
he's regardless.
Key. Like, Tsimikas...
There's something about Liverpool that is good but not connecting. I can't explain it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a newish team.
You know what is crazy? I feel like I don't hate Liverpool. which is what is missing for me. Like, I don't hate you guys.
Fair. Yeah, fair.
So there's definitely a disconnect somewhere. Like, the rivalry, at this point, I'm like, if Liverpool win the league, like, all right, cool. Mm.
It's because we haven't.
Like, do you know, I don't even mind Klopp. Klopp was never my issue with Liverpool. My issue with Liverpool was just that you guys were just cheaters.
Okay, fair. We just haven't got that ruthless edge yet.
Is it because you don't have enough players that are asthmatic on your team?
Oh, Tima!
This
organization
is crazy.
Sister, bring the inhalers. Oh,
this organization is crazy.
Is it not like 80%?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Oh! Listen,
I cannot comment.
So, with Liverpool, what are your expectations now then?
I expect us to win Europa League since we have to be in it. But top.
Wait, sorry. This is going to sound so mad. You guys been playing Europa League?
Yeah.
Do you guys not talk about it at all?
No.
Whoa.
We don't, Anita.
I haven't heard nothing about Liverpool with the Europa League.
To be fair, they've just been doing their business, like winning. It's not like very calm.
Just going to work, coming back, going to work.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
West Ham are winning their Europa League games. Without
I love how you had to sprinkle West Ham in there. She was like, yeah, Liverpool, West Ham.
Just connecting them to
I'm just saying, like, we've been, because they've been, stop. Because Brighton have been struggling and Villa have been struggling in the Conference League. Okay, and that's what I'm saying. So, like, when it comes to Europa.
Because you're champions of Europe, innit?
Not the conference.
Champions of Europe.
Conference.
Hey, this is all champions of Europe in this room now.
It's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Certain people can't say that.
Exactly. Well, if Shai was here, we wouldn't be a real world champions of Europe. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? Gravy is different.
For the last, 15 games? Not bad.
Mm. Nice.
Interesting. Ella, how have you guys actually been playing in Europa League? Because I actually don't have a fucking clue as to what's been happening.
Not very well, but we just got the wins. It's like...
Who's in your group? You. I'm so mad, but like, I'm actually spun.
I even have to think about it. But I know it's Union Berlin.
They've got a nice kit.
LSK.
LASK.
And Toulouse.
Toulouse? Like the city?
Toulouse. French league.
In a French league?
Where?
Okay.
I think, we're playing this week, so... Yeah.
I don't know.
To be honest, I haven't really switched on to that competition.
She doesn't want to be there, and I hear it.
I just don't understand. Want to be there.
Does really Alisson play?
No,
he doesn't.
So who's your second goalkeeper?
Kelleher.
I have so many questions. Like,
I love Kelleher, actually. I think Kelleher's
against you
quite
when
fun
we won.
To watch.
When you cheated.
We did
another
not cheat.
Another game that should be replayed.
Oh, we can replay it.
Both
we can
finals.
Replay it. That's fine, we can... What
okay,
final?
Let's not say both.
Yeah, please.
Let's not say both.
No, you're stretching needs now. To be played.
Which one was it? I think it was the Carling Cup. That needs to be replayed.
But even our goal was ruled out and it wasn't also.
Be fucking for real. You guys should have had a red card.
Yep. Okay.
You should have a red card and Lukaku's goal should have stood.
Yep. But our goal should have stood too. So yeah. We would have won.
10 men
But we still would have won, come on.
No, you wouldn't have.
We would have won.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't have.
Anyway, we won.
Do you know what? This is a perfect segue to the next segment. Yeah. Hazard or Salah?
Oh, Salah,
you must be out of your fucking mind.
Do you know what? I really don't want to have this conversation.
Really, me
you
can either. Let.
Nah, why not? No, the reason why I don't is because there's three of you here. Yeah,
thank you.
With no, best team, our team is not Team Hazard. So
no,
it's
she's
fine.
A liar. Team
is not
You're
Team
a liar.
No, because I have to say this: there are three of you here with a vested interest.
Thank you.
In
and
Hazard, and then there's Ella with a vested interest in
you
Salah.
You also have an invested interest.
But then, even if I
choose
have a
side, bitch, choose a side.
You can't be on the fence.
No, but I don't have to be on
choose
the fence.
Choose one. Choose
and choose.
First
properly.
Of all, Blondie, relax. Seckle and chill, right? Too much.
No, choose one.
She said Seckle and chill.
Like, it's too much. It's too much. I do. Hate to say it, sorry Ella, I do prefer Hazard, but that's why I'm saying, like, this, I don't like having this conversation.
Why?
No, because I feel like it's never really going to be...
There's never going to be, like, a winner or a set
fair...
No, there is a winner.
There is not a winner.
There's a winner. There's a straight winner.
It's not a straight winner.
There is a straight winner.
Anita, please. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay, ask me.
Name me one Eden Hazard standout Champions League performance.
Do you know what? Ooh. I can't name you a Champions League standout performance. But guess what? Eden Hazard and Mo Salah had the same Champions Leagues.
Calvin Phillips. Yep. So he's on the same level as Calvin Phillips and Rian Brewster.
If we want to get ridiculous in this bitch, I can get ridiculous. I can keep going. There are several people who have the same number of Champions Leagues as Mo Salah.
But
how many Champions League finals has Salah lost?
But how many Champions League finals has Hazard started?
How many Champions League finals?
This
has
is why I say lost? Like it's redundant because it becomes your people.
But you know what? Okay, let's make it calculated and a proper discussion. Okay.
Okay.
Let's put the biases aside.
Before we start that, can we also just have a moment of silence for Neymar's knee? Shy.
Anyway. Our thoughts and prayers are with Neymar. Show. But let's talk about it, right? Because obviously Hazard retired, and throughout the international break, it was a topic. Hazard versus this person, Hazard versus that person. If it's not Sanchez, it's Salah. If it's not Salah, it's somebody else. Let's talk about it. Was Hazard's legacy in the Premier League better than Mo Salah's? And as the most neutral person, Pip, will come to you first before we dissect it as respective fans.
Okay, so here's the thing. I prefer Hazard as a player. This is why I was trying to say it's not
this
fair.
This is why I love football.
I really love the way he plays. I prefer him as a player. But in perspective of legacy, because Salah's going to have a little bit more time, I think he's going to have a little bit more time. We're going to have more arguments because, again, we're going to have Ella hopes more finals. They're going to have more standout like games where you're just like, that was a Salah masterclass. Hazard has those. Don't get me wrong. And like I'm saying, if you're saying, who do I prefer? Hazard all day. If you talk about their legacy in the Prem, I think if Salah stays the duration of this season and you do something decent, it's not going to be as easy an argument as you think. I really don't think it's going to be as easy an argument as you think.
Tima?
Listen. Hazard.
Why do you say it like that? Hazard.
Because I'm trying to work.
You're trying to articulate it.
Considering what happened on Faye's corner, and I was attacked for actually praising Hazard, I need to really be mindful of the words I use. I think Hazard for me is just box office. He's that player that you go and you literally go to see. Like I'm not comparing him, but you know what I mean. Like, you'd go to, even if you're neutral, you'd go to a match to go and watch the Messis, the Neymars, the Ronaldos. And I think Hazard is in that because you know that you're going to see something special.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of Salah, I think obviously he's done very, very well with this Liverpool team in terms of the front three. But you could also argue he wasn't the standout of those three.
No, no, you
could
cannot
also
argue
that
argue
it was
Timo.
that Mane was also
no,
one
he
of
was
the stars.
Not.
Ella, it's Timo's time.
Thank you very much.
It's not.
Whereas I think in terms of Hazard, it's undeniable that he was the main guy for Chelsea, and actually, even in his last season, dragged us on his back. In that Europa League final against Arsenal, we didn't even have to win. He literally did it for Bantz, and it was his last game.
Like, I'm not being
funny. I've never seen Salah do that. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, he's never really done that.
I mean, I'll have my moment.
I see what you mean, but like, I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like I get where you're coming from in terms of the legacy question and in terms of him being
how many Premier League titles has Hazard have? Two. And Salah has one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was Salah the best player he has a Champions League season? Huh? Was Salah the best player outrightly? Because the thing is, yeah.
That season?
Hear what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, no? Don't you think he was the best?
Hear what I'm saying. You've got to debate that. We ain't got to debate that for our two Premier League seasons. We ain't got to debate it. Like, we come straight away. Hazard ain't getting compared to Willian. He ain't getting compared to Pedro. He ain't getting compared to anyone.
That's why I'm saying, like, he's a fantastic player and he was the absolute star of your team. But I think the good thing about Salah, I get what you're saying, but the good thing about Salah is that Salah was a star in a period of lots of stars.
Thank you.
Do you see what I'm coming from?
Sorry? The levels.
I'm saying that
different.
Hazard was that guy.
So,
right.
Wait, so Hazard was a star in a period in the midst of Costa, Fabregas, Willian, Schürrle, Kevin De Bruyne, Mo Salah.
No,
but Salah was at Chelsea and then he had to leave.
No, but I'm saying he was your team. He was your team talisman in he was clearly clear of everybody.
Who? Hazard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. And I'm saying that Salah has fought for prominence, not only amongst other people in his team that
it's
are fantastic, but again, in the rest of the league.
It's not.
But don't you think that's down to the fact, yeah, that he just wasn't, you know, that star like Hazard was?
No.
I'm asking.
but the argument we're having is that, like, if you think about the... Like I'm saying, in the rest of the league, in order to be a standout in the rest of the league as well, it takes star quality, right?
Yeah.
But Hazard, when he was in the Premier League, was head and shoulders above everybody else. You could not say that for Salah.
But I agree. But my point is that Salah was fighting for space and noise. There's a lot of noise, and Salah was shining. Whereas Hazard didn't have that issue. I'm loving Brie at the minute. Hazard didn't have that issue. He was just head and shoulders over every team.
I disagree with that.
But do you guys remember what Hazard said about Salah? So he was asked, who does he look up to? And Hazard said, Mo Salah.
Can I say something?
Because...
No.
Because he hopes that he could get to that level one day. It's not humble.
But guys... Hazard was like a jokester, like he's never serious. You can't take that comment he made.
No, the reason why, and I'll tell you why, is because people will say, oh, Salah, stats. But when you talk about a forward and talk about the influence you want to make to your team, how best is that measured other than goals, assists, big moments? Everything, apart from dribbling, which Hazard was brilliant at. And by the way, I love Hazard myself. I think his raw talent was undeniably brilliant. But the reason why I say Salah is because from the moment he came to us in the Premier League, every season, 20 goals, at least. Do you know how hard it is to maintain the top level?
Yeah, but
and be consistent.
I'm not being funny. Yeah, I feel like I'm shouting. But when you're the only goal scorer in your team and Klopp has made it that way, what do you expect?
He's not the only goal scorer.
But
we had
Mane. You have to admit, yeah,
we had Bobby.
Let's keep it a stack.
Okay.
Like, when I say a stack, we think about Bobby Firmino.
Yeah.
He was the helper of Salah.
No, nah, not just.
Do
not
you
just.
Remember inverted wingers?
But what about
thing?
Mane?
Just sit that he had
thing.
Salah was fighting for
thank you, and now
wait,
he's not a star.
Wait, I'm not saying we're all gonna agree.
Yeah, no, I'm,
but you're changing. You're changing.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Hey, my opinion of Demons have been not the same. Okay, all I'm saying is, yeah, Bobby Firmino was your striker, but he was helping Salah and Mane. They were your goal scorers,
yeah, so
and you got to also factor in Salah up until Mane was up until Mane left was compared to Mane all the time,
only
and there was even a
period.
Guys.
Only by you.
No. I could bring you five Liverpool fans that used to say it was Mane that brought us to that league,
it
and
was
it wasn't
not.
Salah.
It wasn't.
Tell you so five Liverpool fans that will say that. I can tell you so many fans that will say Mane had better seasons than Salah, but Salah only got the goals.
That's
I can
true.
Tell you.
That's not true. Because if you look at everything, goals, assists, big chances created, goals in finals, goals in big games, it's all Salah. Salah, 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 Salah.
Do you know what it is? I think it's kind of like, it's kind of similar to the argument versus Lampard versus Gerrard. I think in terms of natural ability, actual ability, Hazard is head and shoulders above. A natural ability.
Yeah, but team.
Wait. Let me natural ability, Hazard is head and shoulders, and he didn't
but
even take.
But Timo, can I ask
can
you
I
something?
Land?
Okay, go on.
I have a monkey with the symbols in my head.
All right, let's see Milan, and we'll come straight to you.
Natural ability, like, and Hazard didn't even take football seriously. Like, he used to play Mario Kart before games. Like, he wasn't even. He was literally the worst trainer, and he came out and produced that. So imagine if he actually took it seriously. I think the thing about Mo Salah is he became that player over. Over a period of time. So if you're going to talk about who is the best, you're talking about raw ability, like Hazard, hands down.
But raw, you can have raw talent, but it's about showing it consistently. And I think no, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Because he had season. Exactly.
I got you.
He interrupted me twice.
He had okay.
What are we doing? Are we doing scores?
Hazard had very, very poor seasons. Seasons where he scored one goal in a year.
That was just one fucking season.
Has Salah had that? Salah hasn't had that. Plus, you say, oh, yeah, he was on Mario Kart and everything else.
Because if I bring up Salah's season with Chelsea, I'm the bad guy.
Okay, but we're not talking about that. And
why?
You
that was in the Premier League.
okay,
we'll let you land. We'll let you land.
You said, Hazard didn't take football seriously. Well, that's why he didn't perform at Real Madrid. That's why he didn't succeed. Because he wasn't able to step up to that level.
He got injured.
That's not our fault.
Did you recover from his injury?
But Brie, the reason why he got injured is because he didn't take training seriously.
But he took it seriously for seven seasons when he was at Chelsea.
Okay, but what happened when he went to the very best? He couldn't do it. He couldn't cut it.
Also, you admit that Real Madrid are the very best.
Of course, they're the very best.
No, but to hear that from a Liverpool.
No, but like by the time. I always say this, I think Hazard went to Real Madrid, I think, a little bit too late. He should have gone 2 years before then. And I think that's when we'd have seen Hazard at his best. And unfortunately, when he went, got injured, barely recovered from that injury, and it hasn't been the same since. But I think as far as it goes between the Hazard and Salah debate, for me, it's always Hazard. It's not even me being biased. I think when it comes to ability, etc., etc. Yes, Hazard wasn't a goal scorer because we had other people doing so. I think the main reason that Salah is always in this conversation is because of the goals. Now, if we took the goals away,
then
what's left?
Salah as a creator
what's left?
Alone.
So
as
you're saying that Salah is a better creator than Hazard?
Please research the numbers.
It depends on what we're talking about when it comes to creation. Because some people measure creation as having assists, whereas that's not the be all and end all of creation. Chances created, fair enough. We can talk about it. We can bring up stats, etc., etc. But like I always like to tell people, we watch football with our eyes.
Yeah.
When it comes to creative players, there's not many people that we can put above Hazard. Not many at all. And I just find it so crazy, this ability talk. Salah can't spin people the way Hazard spun Coquelin.
I disagree.
He can't.
Wait.
Coquelin,
his
career went down the toilet from that.
Wait, you think Salah can spin four defenders?
No, I will say, easy. I've said Hazard is by far a better dribbler. He is, that's fine. But I'm also questioning, because this is why I asked you about the Champions League. Because if we're talking about the very best, when we name the very best players, right, we can at least name one Champions League performance. Hazard's legacy is only the Premier League. And that's not spoken about with Neymar, with Benzema,
none
even Vinicius.
No, I'm saying past their leagues.
Me, man.
I'm saying past their leagues. Like
one of Salah's legacies in the Champions League was going off crying because somebody dislocated his
shoulder. But he also scored a penalty in the Champions League final.
Was that necessary?
That was so not necessary.
She was talking about legacies in the Champions League.
But at least he has something. Hazard has what? 10 goals and nothing. No one, you can't even name me any, not even one game.
Does he have a medal?
You both have medals.
Okay, but so is Rian Brewster. Are we?
There we go. So does Daniel Sturridge.
At least Daniel Sturridge.
He won it with Chelsea, innit?
But at least he contributed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't do that to Daniel Sturridge.
But okay, we can't name one. I'll even be cheeky and name, and correct me if I'm right, girls. When Chelsea played PSG, I think it was quarterfinals, and Hazard was the clear standout in that match. I'm not sure if everyone, I think it was 14-15.
It was that season.
Yeah, 14-15.
Was that when? Oh, okay. Okay. No, but you asked for one standout,
and he was a standout. And I can also name you Super League. Who do we play? Was it Villarreal?
Super
League. In 2012-2013 season, that Super League
Anita.
Performance.
Super League.
No, was it that? Was it that one? Or was it the year after? I think it was the year after.
You're being shameless. Uh-huh. Here. No, but
you're saying I'm being shameless. But you just the other day when you were talking to Shai about greatest Premier League teams, were you not bringing in the Super League?
No, but I said the Champions League. Like,
yeah, but what do you
Champions
have to win
League
to
game?
Get to the Super League?
Super Cup.
To Super Cup, sorry.
It
I keep saying
Europa
Super
League. Or Champions
about,
League.
Think about there women too much.
Yeah, honestly, I am. I think about the WSL, sorry. But yeah, that was a stand-up performance from Eden Hazard
but
as well.
But it wasn't in the Champions League.
I just named PSG.
Okay, but I don't remember. I personally do not remember that.
You're not a Chelsea fan.
This is the point that I was trying to make at the beginning. You as Chelsea fans are going to have a really long laundry list of when he was fantastic. I, as someone who's outside, can think of a couple of games where I'm like, yeah, he's that guy. Same with you for Mo Salah. That's why I say this is a redundant conversation.
But can I
you
ask
both
you,
have
what matches?
Can I have another one? Can I ask Philippa something quick? Philippa, do you remember that game against PSG? Eden Hazard performance.
If you're saying that it's 2012 to 2013, I mean, if you're saying it's that season... I can't lie to you, I was studying at that point. I had a degree to finish. So I can't...
A different question?
Sure.
What matches of Mo Salah are standouts for you?
In the Champions League.
I can't sit here again.
In general?
No, don't ask me. I'm not the statistician woman. because I'm not the person. I can say to you, oh, he spun this. I can't... It's not my bag. I'm not the right person for this. I promise you.
But with Eden Hazard,
you can name the Arsenal
you
match.
You can remember him spinning Coquelin into another century. You can remember
Liverpool.
You can remember the Carabao Cup.
2018. You can remember Hazard destroying your team in the season that he left.
You can remember the goal against Spurs. You can remember
what Salah done against West Ham.
Many things.
What do you remember Salah doing against West Ham?
I've actually watched Salah spin my team
plenty
of times in person.
Thank you.
Name me one match.
She can name one match.
I can name you one match. What year is it now? It's 2023. So I would say in 2020. No, I'm saying I'm saying 2019-2020. I went to go watch Liverpool. I remember because I remember watching it with my older brother, and we were right by the halfway line. And that game, he spun us. Yes,
It was before COVID. Because I went to that game.
So maybe 2018-19 then, if that's the case. But
no, it was
1920.
Sounds like guessing to me.
No,
but that's what I'm trying to say. But that is exactly what I'm trying to say to you. I'm not invested, so I don't have these dates and stats. There are people who are fans of football. Regardless, who are neutral, who have these things for you, I am the wrong person. That's why I said, put my hands up. I don't care.
No, I hear it. Honestly, all jokes aside, the conversation between Salah and Eden Hazard is closer than a lot of people would assume. And I'd stick up for Salah here in talking about his goal when he broke the goal record in the Premier League. I'll stick up for him in that aspect. I'll stick up for him for shouldering on after he had that injury, then coming back the next year to come and win the Champions League with his team. That was great as well. But when it comes to ability, that's the only thing I'm probably not going to let you have, Ella. When it comes to ability, Eden Hazard's ability is miles clear. I put Eden Hazard's ability. Enough. I put Eden Hazard's ability on levels.
I'm sorry.
The only people that can chat to Eden Hazard based off ability, Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar. That's Neymar. The category.
Nah, you guys are
flying. Neymar's ability is wild. Don't do that. Don't even do that. When that you're talking about ability, if you're not putting Neymar in that conversation, Tima, don't, let's not even do that.
You have to.
You have to put Neymar. Neymar's ability is wild. Is. And when it comes to ability, wait, that's, the only, that's the only segment
Hazard
that Eden Hazard's in.
Hazard or Neymar?
Hazard, because I know he's going to
mad.
Turn
that's
up.
Crazy.
Because I know he's going to turn up in February.
That's crazy.
His sister's birthday is not in February. So.
Girl!
He's Tima.
He's also not as injury prone as Neymar. I mean, I know that he's retired now, but... across the course of their
just ability Neymar Hazard.
I would still take Hazard.
See, you guys are just too in love with him. This
you
is the
keep
problem.
Saying you guys. I ain't agreeing with Tima.
Oh, I think Neymar.
I'll
pick Neymar.
Well, yeah. I put Neymar's
You're
ability.
Really in love with him.
That's what apparently I'm not. Like, it's not fair. Not.
Exactly.
Say that,
exactly.
Again,
no, but
because someone like Shia would be really good. I think someone like Shia would be really good for this conversation. No, she would because she's very knowledgeable. She's super knowledgeable.
She loves Neymar.
No, not about Neymar versus Hazard. I'm talking about. Talk about Hazard and Salah,
but it is all
Should
about
I choose Hazard, by the way?
To be honest.
Yeah, but that's why I think. Yeah. But I think she's better because I think she would come with the facts from a neutral perspective.
Really and truly, if Shai was here,
you can't take Shai versus Ella. The last time Liverpool were not in the top five champions.
Anyway, that was the funniest thing. If you haven't watched that rating show yet, please. Go and watch the rating shows where we rated Premier League teams that have won the Premier League. Hilarious episode.
So painful to watch, babe.
If Shai was here, I think the conversation would be Hazard or Sanchez, and that would be a more entertaining kind of debate.
Hazard or who?
Sanchez.
Can you imagine?
Which Sanchez?
Sanchez.
Our goalkeeper? Or no. Is there another one in the Premier
Arsenal,
League?
Arsenal, Sanchez.
Yeah, that would be the debate.
I'm not going to lie. She actually would try and debate that.
I don't know. You know, I don't know where she stands with that.
That period alone
saying,
was
that
very frustrating. That Arsenal fans even said that Sanchez was better than Hazard.
Hazard's been compared to anybody and everybody.
Arsenal fans also said Torreira was better than Kante.
Kante.
I can't take them seriously.
Excuse me.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a dark time. Dark time. Very dark. They were comparing him to Kante. And I'm not even being funny. When Vieira came to the Premier League, some people had Kante's name in their mouths as well.
So,
but I'm
now,
not going to say
Kante's someone I can actually name you, like, games. Do you see what I mean? Anyway, on
wait,
to
would
the
you
next.
Take Kante or Fernandinho?
Stop it, Ella. Stop
wait,
it.
Wait, who would you take?
Kante or
Fernandinho?
Are we actually going to have this debate?
What? Hey, I'm here for it. She...
Kante or who?
Fernandinho.
We still got
right
15
now.
Minutes. No, I'm here for that.
No, just over their careers.
Kante, hands down.
What? Done. No.
Wait, sorry, Ella, who the fuck are you taking?
Fernandinho.
The
of
one
course.
Who's retired at the age of 30.
No, I'm talking about, like, if both in their prime. Yeah, I'll take Fernandinho.
No,
Champions
are,
League, Kante.
Smoking. Fernandinho, sorry.
Back
you're
to
smoking.
Back friends of different teams, Kante.
Fernandinho.
You're taking Fernandinho over Kante.
It's not even worth it.
Easy.
You're chatting, like, listen. I really like you as a person, Ella. Like, I think you're the sweetest person.
No.
But you are, I don't know
this,
what you're smoking.
This isn't an opinion of a sweet person.
The thing is, I do think it is closer than we're making out. But
oh,
it is
stop
Kante.
It.
It is Kante.
No.
It is Kante. I think
no.
It's
no, no,
I
no.
Think it's Kante.
Don't get me wrong. It's this close.
It's not even that close.
No, it's this close.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying
definitely this close.
It's closer than
really?
What we're saying.
By
it's closer
way,
than what we're saying.
This close. That's
it's
how close it is, yeah.
It's honestly
but Kante is here. Fernandinho is there.
So do you think, wait. Yeah, let's talk about this. Do you think what's his name?
A conversation.
Fernandinho. I'm not talking about Fabinho.
Even then, do you think Fernandinho makes a top 10 midfielders in Premier League history?
I would have him over Kante.
You lost me there, fam.
Yeah.
No, I'm asking you whether he does.
I don't think either do, but that's not necessarily...
You don't think either do?
But it's hard. It's difficult because if I
but
was...
But Gerrard does.
The Premier League is a good 30
Gerrard
years old,
does.
Guys.
Of
come
course
on.
Gerrard
yeah, the
does
one that hasn't won it out of all three of them.
Of course.
Do you take Fernandinho over Kante?
I just think his legacy in the Premier League,
what have we done today?
You would take Fernandinho...
to the
legacy,
today?
Yeah, legacy.
Kante won the Premier League back-to-back with two different clubs.
Okay.
One of them was Leicester City.
That's wonderful.
And he was the best player in both of those seasons.
Okay, but Fernandinho over 5-6 years.
Yeah, Kante over 7.
No. He wasn't as consistent. I'm sorry.
Consistent?
He wasn't as
consistent.
As consistent. I didn't say he wasn't consistent.
He was literally the best.
Was Virgil van Dijk consistent?
For how long? How long are we talking about?
Oh, his entire time at Liverpool.
I want to see where your head's at. Bar a season, yeah.
Fernandinho over Kante.
Yes, his legacy.
I literally should have done what Bree's doing now and be on my phone because I can't believe
you. Can't argue with a mad woman. You can't argue with a mad woman.
It's interesting, though, because I'm starting to piece what sort of footballers you, like how you like your football played.
Terrible footballers.
No, what?
Oh, Fernand,
terrible.
Come on.
I'm starting to piece how Ella likes her football played. And average. It's interesting. I like it. I like understanding.
Fernandinho.
Yes. Fernandinho.
Can I break up the shock and just ask, what qualities of Fernandinho do you prefer over Eden Hazard? Sorry, I'm sorry.
It's the legacy. I just think Fernandinho over a number of years for Man City was just
How many years are we talking?
4, 5, however long he was there. I just think
Fuck
he was...
Fuck off, man. What? And you're comparing him to Kante? What about Kante's years with Leicester and Chelsea?
Yeah, he had...
Kante was much more like effective in a shorter
Thank
time
you.
Period.
Thank you. And he had, you know what, with Kante,
he
was really
time,
good in
no,
big games.
In a shorter time period, he had the league.
Thank you.
At
the
his
shorter
feet.
Time.
Wait.
When did Fernandinho have the league?
What I'm trying. I'm agreeing. I'm on your side, babe.
No. Do you know what? Tranquilo.
I'm fighting against Ella here with what my point
sorry,
was.
I'm sorry. I just felt darts and I'm like, I'm trying to fight back. But I don't really need to I'm be fighting surprised. You. Go ahead.
I was just saying, she's trying to say that he was a stalwart for City for a long time in a good City side. So because of that, he has a larger legacy. But my point is that it's about the impact that you make. And even if it is a shorter time, because Kante made a
but
much
it's,
bigger impact.
It's not
impact.
Even a shorter time though, because when you think about it, 14, 15... up until 2022,
was it
Kante, if it was 14, 15.
I thought it was 15, 16. 14. When he went to Leicester. Yeah, they won it in 15,
15 16. 15, 16, up until 2022. That's a good 7 years.
But remember, Kante was injured.
But you can say the last 2 years, he wasn't. He was injured. Mm. But the last 2 years, when Chelsea won the Champions League, he was the pivotal
no,
person.
Second half,
the
second half
League.
Of the season.
No,
yeah.
The whole Champions League.
Every time Kante didn't play, we were fucked.
I agree. During a Champions League campaign, I just don't think the whole, absolute whole of the season. But then again, you can say
Fernandinho was getting injured a lot as well.
No, that's
like throughout
fair.
The entire campaign.
Last 3 years of him.
Anyway, it's just. Like,
it definitely isn't just because I can't believe you.
I can't believe that, you know. And if we're talking about legacy and longevity and all that, Kante has been there longer, producing. Quite quality.
No, he has. But I'm saying, like, he would have like bursts of being like absolutely having the team on his back, and then he would have like injury periods. But I'm saying his impact was bigger.
Yeah,
100. I'm agreeing with you. Yeah.
Nah, Ella, you lost me there. Like, even with the Salah Hazard one, yeah, I could be balanced and give balance overall. But you're just wrong on this one. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm actually spun me, and that question came from nowhere. You could have spared yourself.
I was just interested because I didn't see the midfielders.
Do you know when I've started to look at someone different? Like, I've started to look at you the whole different.
No, it's because like, I was thinking about the top 10 midfielders, and you were asking me about but anyway, and it obviously that episode didn't come out. But
we're
going to
do a top 10 midfielders episode very soon. Apologies, I lost the footage for the last one. But Ella will be here, hopefully. And we will talk about Fernandinho, Kante.
Oh, I wouldn't have him. I wouldn't have either in the top 10, but that's just my opinion.
Hi.
No, right. But if you name...
I think we've named the panel. Myself, Ella, Tima, and Shai. Yeah. Easy, because...
Think about all the midfielders.
If Kante and Fernandinho ain't there... Gerrard ain't making it. I'ma tell you that for free.
Nah, come on.
Gerrard, not on my watch.
Now they're trolling. Now they're
not
trolling.
On my watch. But before we go, Pip, I know. But we can't avoid the fact that Aston Villa pummeled West Ham into pulp.
Look, let's put it this way. Yes, it was pummeled into pulp. Whatever. We've gone like a fair few seasons without losing to Aston Villa, home or away.
Yeah.
Villa have been in very good form. And we just didn't see them up for it today. Like I was saying to the girls earlier, this is the first time in a good little while where I was actually like really, really disappointed with how we played. I think David Moyes brought Kudus on in the 62nd minute. And I was shocked that it was that early, but that was still too late. I think he should have brought Benrahma on at the same time. I think Antonio should have been hooked. I think Ollie Watkins at this moment in time is inevitable. We got one back with Bowen, but you know, it was a bad, it's just one of them things. It was a bad day at the office. We played badly, but we move. We have to. We've got Everton next week. I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, it was poor.
A team you can beat, man.
Ouch.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying, like, you know, that's your caliber. Oh, my God. Oh, God. No, I'm not meaning it in that way.
Apart from, obviously, this game and City, we haven't lost too many games this season. So that's kind of mean.
More time, like, you get your highs and then you...
Huh? I was just thinking about the three teams that we've lost to this season.
Yeah.
But, like,
sometimes
well.
Yeah, sometimes teams get their high and then, you know, they trickle all the way back down. I'm not helping myself, am
no,
I?
No, you're not.
Do you know what?
You're really not.
Apologies.
I don't think we're going to do too badly this season.
Even with Europa League that you and Liverpool are on par with.
Even with Europa League.
At least we're in Europe, Philip. At least we're in Europe.
I'm happy to be in Europe.
Hey, someone get Ella out of here.
She needed a win. She's taken a lot of L's in this episode. Like, she needed a win. Leave her to
that. That was shameless.
No!
You better escort her out of this room.
We're going to need security in this bitch. We're going to need security.
You need to be arrested for this.
Hey, never again could three Chelsea fans be on the same board. Never again.
This has been weird. Like, so stressful.
As soon as we saw the agenda, Hazard Salah.
Same. You would be.
I'm fine.
I even got my shoes off. I'm comfortable.
You know what? I think I've been the most calm Chelsea fan today.
Yeah. I think it's me.
By far.
No.
You said something wild earlier.
I don't think it was.
Hey, Bree was playing around Edwards with a hardy R. Like.
No, I'd really like to cut half of this pod. I don't want a lot of it to go out, to be honest with you. For your sake, for my sake.
I forgot I was being recorded, my bad.
It's one of them ones where we all have jobs. We all have jobs.
My colleagues listen to this.
Do they?
Yes.
Shout out to Bree's colleagues. Extra editing.
Literally.
Extra
Make
editing.
Sure you give her a pay rise. Anyway.
Yeah, please.
No, I ain't got much to say. Like, you can't, there's nothing to say. Did you guys watch it?
Yeah.
No.
What do you think?
Villa look.
Why did you do it like that? She's like,
What's that sound?
I'm sorry, this one's got to go in the can. Sorry. We have lost
this one's got to be archived, man.
This one's got to be archived.
Listen to it with full volume. I thought Villa looked excellent. They looked really, like in a really good organised team. And, you know, they could be dark horses for a lot of things this season.
Absolutely. They're fifth at the moment. And if the coefficient...
They're 2 points off top.
Yeah. If the coefficient stays
at the
same
place...
No, but she's saying, but like if the coefficient for the Champions League stays as it is, the fifth place Premier League spot goes to the Champions League, obviously, albeit for what you call it, qualifiers and all that sort of stuff. But like, you know, you have to, it's no longer just the top four, you have to watch everybody around. There's Villa, like Brighton. No, actually, how Brighton did, I can't remember. But like, there are like teams that you wouldn't expect who are all knocking on doors. Mm. Man United are underperforming at the minute, even though they got the win yesterday.
Yeah,
you know, you guys are fighting back your way up the table. Like, if it's gonna, it's a lot. It's very congested there at the minute, and it's no longer just four spots. There's now five, which means that those, you know, six, seven, eight spots that usually would be like, nothing to worry about, are now going to be also knocking on that door.
Mm. So where does West Ham come into this?
Look, listen, I'm grateful to David Moyes for the Conference League, like, cup, but I don't trust that man. Like, so it depends on where the mindset of the team is. Suchek had an interview, like, a couple of weeks back where he was just like, yeah, last season I wasn't really motivated for the Prem. Mm. Like, because I think they got to the semi-finals of Europa's, like, lost in a really silly way, and then knew that, okay, we're in the Conference League, like, we have an opportunity to win something because the teams, the calibre of the teams aren't necessarily the same as they were before. Mm. So I think they were so gung-ho and so focused on that, that the weekend games just fell by the wayside, which is not a good thing to do. So now we've lost Declan and then used his money to, like, replace him with some decent players. It'd be interesting to see how we can juggle it going forward. but I think they've had a taste of like confidence and it should push them on. But yeah, it was a disappointing game today, but I cannot take away from how good Villa were. Villa were great.
Mm. They've scored some very good goals. Very
some good amazing goals. Yeah. And like, that's what I was saying, like up until Douglas Luiz's goal, like we were actually like really defending and like trying. It was a good game, I think, for a neutral up until like their third goal. I think it was a really good back and forth, like back and forth game. Their third goal went in and we just were like, do you know what? I want to go home. Let's leave Birmingham now.
Okay. Enough of that snooze fest. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't even know where I'm coming for best time, you know. I don't even know.
What
I like
you
guys.
You?
I like you guys.
Before
like,
we go, to an extent. Can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
So I've seen a few Arsenal fans start muttering about Invincibles.
But at this point, do we even take them seriously? I wouldn't.
The Arsenal fans who are muttering about Invincibles are trolls. And
they
or
are.
No, and or weren't alive to see the Invincibles.
The Invincibles, 100%.
Because there is no way that you look at this side and you don't see a loss in it.
Like, you're basically saying, you're basically comparing. When you talk about someone going Invincibles, you're basically saying they can be as good as this 03, 04 team. And they just cannot.
They have a very similar record in terms of this at this point in the season.
But look what happened to last year and they were ahead.
Not being funny. How many times have Arsenal said they're going to go invincible, then they lose? Man City going to go invincible, then they lose? Like,
yeah, it's hard now.
It's hard. Everyone's it's hard to do.
I think you said it yourself that they didn't play particularly well yesterday. And you said that their draw was based off your errors.
Why are we even talking about this?
I just wanted to end on an Arsenal L anyway.
It's really made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, like I feel queasy inside, man. But anyway, guys, it has been another crazy, fun-filled, action-packed episode. And we just want to say thank you for riding through. If you got to the end, we're sorry for the chaos.
If you made it to the end, you deserve a medal.
A medal. Let us know you made it to the end. We'll give you a shout out or something. Maybe we got some gold digger tops in the background somewhere. But yeah, make sure you follow us on Twitter at GoldDiggersUK, Instagram at GoldDiggersUK _, TikTok at GoldDiggersUK. And guys, we will see you next week.
See ya.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.